Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbert. Join Maggie every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this wonderful, fabulous, and beautiful day in the month of March. I'm sitting here looking out the window at the bird and the bird feeder, and it's such a beautiful sunny day here in Thunder Bay where I live. And I hope it's a beautiful day for you, too, whether no matter what the weather, that it's beautiful in your heart and soul, and you're looking forward to our hour of inspiration today. I'm going to welcome our guest shortly, who is Michelle Harvey. She is an author, published poet, and journalist. And Michelle is on a mission to promote positive change in people's lives and in today's world. She's the author of the book From Confusion to Clarity, and we're going to talk about that today, so I'm really looking forward to that. Just to let you know, you're on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. We have a lot of great shows coming up, and you can find them by going to Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio, or you can follow me along on Pinterest. So it's pinterest.com/Maggie Holbik, MaggieHolbik. I'm also going to have the links to the direct shows on my website soon also, which is MaggieHolbik.com. So there'll be lots of ways to find out what's going on, and I'm looking forward to some amazing shows, and I hope you'll join me on those. But today, let's get into introducing our guests. So I told you a little bit about Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
It's so wonderful to have you, and I'm really excited today to this is the first time you and I have been speaking. We've spoken through social media, but now this is the first time we've had the pleasure of hearing each other's voices, and I look forward to hearing your wisdom and some of your journey. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we start in?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very honored. And yes, it is nice to hear your voice, although I do feel like I've known you for a very long time, just from our brief communications via social media. I just felt the connection. And what was your question? Tell a little
just
bit about myself.
Tell us a little bit. I told a little bit about you, but I always like to have my guests from their own words and from their own heart share with who a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Basically, my life went through a very dramatic change in 2011. Obviously, if you've read my book, that you already know what I'm going to say. But you know, for those who have not, I lost my firstborn son in 2011. He had a genetic illness that he was born with it, but he passed away rather suddenly and unexpectedly, a good 10 years before the statistics said that he really should have. And prior to that time, he was pretty fully functional and normal in every respect, before he became really quite ill. And during the time that he passed away, I was living abroad. I was living in Chile, and I was in a relationship with someone that I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life, and that also did not work out. And basically, I really fell apart. I hit bottom in the biggest way possible. My life cracked wide open. Every truth that I ever knew seemed to just disintegrate. And I was very afraid because the one thing that I was still very consciously aware of was the fact that I was really sort of becoming unable to take care of myself. I just felt like I was afraid to go outside. I couldn't really function. I received during that very dark period in my life an email about a teleconference, an online course offered by Neil Donald Walsh. And I have Neil Donald Walsh is a teacher of mine. He wrote the Conversations with God series. And those books have really changed my life. And in 2009, actually, I saw Neil for the first time in Denver, Colorado, with several other people at a weekend. It was really like a one-day and a one-night venue. And it had such a profound effect on me. So when I saw this teleconference, you know, it wasn't lost on me that I was getting this email at the you know, I mean, if anything could possibly help me, it would be that. So I signed up for it immediately. And it was a 7-week course, and I cannot tell you how quickly just everything changed for me in terms of my realizing, oh my gosh, it was so transforming for me. I mean, there is a meditation that Neil teaches, and I had done it before in 2009, and it was offered in the telecourse as well, and it is a meditation that gives you an opportunity to have a two-way dialogue with the divine. Whatever you perceive the divine to be, it doesn't have anything to do with religion. You know, it could be the universal power, the glue that holds life together, God, whatever you want, whatever term you're comfortable with. But what it really is also a dialogue with your own soul. And when I say a dialogue, I mean that you write down a question, you go into a very deep meditation. And basically, when you open your eyes, you write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Even if it doesn't feel like you heard anything, you just write down the first thing that comes to your mind. And essentially, it's the answer to the question that you asked before you went into the meditation. And for me, it is an incredibly, incredibly powerful tool. And
wow.
Yeah,
that almost reminds me of Neil's writing of the books themselves. That's sort of what happened to him, I believe.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I don't know that Neil necessarily does this particular meditation practice. I think that, you know, I mean, and he even says that not everyone will have the experience through this. There are so many different types of meditation. You know, it's basically finding something that really stills you, that really quiets you so that you can get in touch with, you know, essentially, you know, the information in his teachings and things like that, as well as other teachers. You know, they're not really saying anything new. I mean, with Neil, it's like all what he's really doing, at least for me, is he's reminding me of things that I already knew but I forgot. It's like I can recognize them, and you know, for other people, other teachers do the same thing. You know, what we're really talking about here, what I'm really referring to, is known as contemporary spirituality or new thought.
Mm-hmm.
Teachings. And essentially, you know, I mean, the reason it just so happens that for me it's Neil Donald Walsh is that, you know, a lot of other people also resonate with me. Their work resonates with me, their teachings, like Marianne Williamson and Eckhart Tolle and Byron Katie. And I mean, I relate, and Pema Chodron, I relate a lot to these other masters. But Neil Donald Walsh in particular, it just seems that he resonates with something very, very deep inside of me that I recognize as my own. And, you know, I have to
comment on that, Michelle, because Neil was the catalyst for the change that had happened in my life when my spouse and I first started reading his books, I believe, in 1999. And I totally resonate with what you're saying. To this day, we continue to read his books and follow his work and all of. And I highly recommend it for everyone that's listening on the call, because his work is amazing, absolutely amazing. I just wanted to share that. And one of the things that you brought to mind for me with the meditation and sort of remembering who we are, reconnecting, I often think of that word, you know, remember. If you break that word down, we're reconnecting, remembering to the body of who we are, of the oneness and of who we are. So the word remember is just reconnecting to that space, and you said it so well that that's what I took from that. But I'll turn it back to you to I just felt the need to share that because Neil is so amazing.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's reconnecting absolutely with your soul, which is the home of your eternal life, basically. I mean, it's all of the wisdom, you know, all of the answers, all of the things that we look outside to find are really within us. But when we come into this world, we purposefully forget all of that so that we can experience ourselves and our lives and create our lives, which we would not be able to do if we already knew the outcome to everything before it even happened. I mean, if we consciously knew. I don't know if that really makes too much sense.
I think it does.
Okay.
So to recap,
you
had this experience, you lost your son, the relationship didn't work out, you sort of what we call hitting rock bottom, and which I call throwing our hands up in the air, which is usually the catalyst that takes us to heal. And because it allows that doorway to open. When we stop resisting, we throw our hands up and say, I can't take anymore, I'm done, then the pathway's open to healing and evolving and that beautiful journey that you're obviously on. So then you hooked with a training through Neil, you saw him, and was that the beginning of the inspiration to write the book, Confusion to Clarity?
Okay, well, let me just backtrack a little
sure.
bit before that. When I first saw Neil in 2009 and did this conversation with God meditation for the very first time, at that time, my son was still alive. And, of course, you know, I had this opportunity for the first time to do the meditation and, you know, to ask my burning question, which had haunted me for 20 years, which is, you know, why was my son born with this genetic disease that's going to cut his life incredibly short? You know, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think just about anyone would ask, you know,
yes.
this question. And the thing was, I mean, there were like so many people in the room, and he and Neil had said that not everyone would have the experience, but I had this experience of in the most profound way. I mean, I walked out of that room and I was completely, permanently transformed because essentially I received an answer in six words. And those six words were, in his wholeness, he is here. And to me, it was like lightning bolts because I realized it was like a domino effect. I mean, I realized very quickly that, you know, we are basically, you know, we are taught to think in certain ways in our society and in our world. We are taught to judge and label and to compare.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially, you know, we tend to think of, you know, if somebody is less than 80, that they passed away too young. If someone is, you know, if someone is a little smarter, then they are gifted as opposed to someone else who's not gifted. If someone comes from another country, then they are foreign. If someone is, you know, it just goes on and on and on that we judge and we label and we compare. And none of that has anything to do with the agenda of the soul at all. I mean, I saw it immediately. It was like I was making it, you know, in my mind, it was like I asked this question of like, you know, why was my son born with something wrong with him? Instead of realizing that he was just who he is with whatever agenda his soul has, that he came in perfectly in order to express his own agenda, his own divinity, and in order to have the effect that he had on everyone else whose life he touched.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. I have to say
that. Thank you. It was so incredibly profound. And, you know, I mean, of course, it wasn't something that I could just, you know, go running around telling everyone in my family about this amazing thing that I realized. I mean, I did try to do that. at different
you know
times.
How that goes.
Yeah, you know, but I have to say that it helped me so much. It helped me so much because, you know, during the time that my son was growing up, most of that time I was married, and my husband used to say to me that he was actually more worried about me than about my son, because eventually when we did lose my son, he thought that I was going to completely fall apart. He didn't think I would be able to handle it. But once I had this conversation with God, and I totally got it, that I was, it was so, you know, I was so grateful for the time that I had with my son, and I totally got it that, you know, wow, you know, he finished whatever his mission and his agenda was, and then it was time, you know, to discard his old body, like, you know, discarding your old clothes, which was causing him an incredible amount of pain at that point, you know, that was containing his soul. So essentially, I had this sort of, you know, this incredibly warm feeling of knowing that kind of surrounded my heart. And so I did not suffer and fall apart when he did pass away the way everyone else did. I mean, I mentioned that, you know, I was alone in a foreign country and, I fell apart when my son passed away. But the thing is that after I took that second telecourse, which, you know, was at the actual time that I lost my son, was very, very shortly afterwards, I came back to the United States and, you know, basically, you know, it was pretty obvious to me that even though I was in a great deal of pain, you know, I was not suffering over months and months and a year the way a lot of other people were, that in the family and even close friends, my son had a lot of friends. And, well, you know, this was the reason that you can be in pain. You know, you can be in pain. It's normal to be in pain when something hurts you, but suffering is immobilizing, you know, and pain is normal. I mean,
you mentioned that when we talked before through Facebook, I believe, and I thought that was pretty amazing, the analogy of, you know, pain. We all have pain. Pain happens, but suffering is a different thing. Can you just touch on that a little bit? Because I think that's really important for callers to understand the difference.
Okay. And I actually write about this in the book at some point also. You know, when I mean, and I, in fact, there's a poem about this in my book as well, now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, pain is a friend. It tells you that something's wrong. It's there to protect you. At the same time that it hurts you, it's also it's there as a warning sign. It's there to protect you. It's there to guide you. Whereas suffering is something that is basically you've made it bigger than you are.
Wow.
And so you have lost yourself in that, and that's a tremendous difference.
Yes, I see it as a big, almost a fear body, a huge fear bubble of suffering where we can't get out of it. It's, you know, we're trapped in it. It's, we're immobilized, and pain is more of a prompt. I'm definitely going to get your book because I'm just absolutely amazed by the wisdom that you're sharing with us here today, Michelle. It's very beautiful, and I think the message is one that everyone can benefit from. So many people, you know, have challenges in life. I always tell people as a life coach, it's not a matter of if what people term bad things are going to happen. They happen. It's just a matter of when. We all go through loss. We all go through sickness. We all go through those challenges, and if we can get to that place where we understand that everything is absolutely perfect, it can help with our pain and suffering. And I think your message is so, so important. So I want to thank you again for being on the call today, and we're going to delve into some more information. We're going to be taking a commercial break in about 10 minutes, but how can people find out, just to, you know, throw this in here now so I don't forget, how can people find out about your book? Where can they reach you? What's your web? Do you have a web address?
Yes, it's very simple. It's MichelleHarveyAuthor.com.
Okay, that's one L and Michelle, I learned.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right, Michelle with one L. It's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, author.com. And if you, well, you can write to me also and read my blog all on the website, so everything's there. You can also order the book on the website and receive a signed copy. The book is also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, great. And can the book go anywhere?
Excuse me?
Can the book go anywhere, you know, Canada? Is there any limitations to where you can ship
anywhere,
to?
Anywhere
okay,
in the world.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to get the book. I can't wait to read it.
It's available as an e-book as well.
Is
so.
It? Oh, fantastic.
That's on Nook and Kindle. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Awesome. So, Michelle, you know, we're getting a gist of why you were inspired to write the book. I fully can see how your experience is a gift for all of the world, for every member of our worldly community, because we're all kindred souls. We're all one, and we're all, at some level, we're going to relate to this. But what do you personally hope to achieve by sharing this experience?
Honestly, okay, you asked me a question before this, and I didn't fully answer it, and I guess
okay,
it's
I'm
tied
sorry.
In. No, that's okay. I guess it's me. I have a tendency to sort of go off on a tangent. But it's related in the sense that, you know, I was writing poetry for about 10 years as a serious poet before I had any of these experiences. But my work tended to be sort of dark, gritty, had to do, you know, even though I was older, it had to do with a lot of the angst, you know, the unrequited love and the, you know, the misery that's in the world. And essentially, when I had this experience, I realized that I had this incredible tool as a writer, and I really wanted to use it to help make the world a better place, to help people realize that, you know, I mean, we just to help people realize the incredible amount of wisdom and power they have within themselves and not to buy into all of the things that we're taught, to promote oneness, to help promote a peaceful world through each person being able to access their own connection with their own divine nature. And essentially, I mean, you know, people have been doing, I mean, Neil Donald Walsh, like you said, you started reading his books in 1999. I mean, you know, people have already been doing this for a very, very long time. I mean, so essentially my first impulse was just to change the way I was writing poetry, to write poetry that was inspirational because there was enough misery in the world. And so I started writing poetry that was very inspirational, and it came from the same meditation. I just started doing that meditation like daily, and going into a trance and you know, asking for a poem, and whatever came out, you know, I would open my eyes and just start writing until I was finished writing, and it would be a poem, you know. And I was doing this for quite a while, and everything that was coming out was, you know, it was inspirational poetry. The idea for the book was actually not really my idea at all, but I mentioned that I was living in Chile when I took that telecourse in 2011, mm-hmm. And I came home, I came back to the States, and then I flew out to Oregon for November 11th, 2011, which was 11-11-11. Neil had a week-long Living Your True Purpose retreat in Oregon. And so I flew out there for that retreat. And, you know, at these retreats, everybody has lots of opportunity to share and to speak, and people were sharing their experiences. And, you know, I shared my experience of what I went through with my son and what I realized and what happened, you know, and that I was overseas. And when I was finished, Neil said something to me that he says to many people. And he said, you know, that's a really great experience. You should write a book about that. You know, it would probably help a lot of people. You should write a book about that. And he does say this frequently to people at his retreats. And he even suggested the title. The drop-down title, there's a title under the title, like the subtitle. My book is From Confusion to Clarity, and he had suggested that part of it, From Confusion to Clarity. It also says Vital Personal Growth in 30 Days or Less, because the book has 30 activities or exercises that are very easy to follow that will shift you from confusion to clarity in 30 days or less. So essentially, he suggested the book, he suggested the title, and since I am a writer, I mean, my ears perked up with, you know, the word opportunity written on it, and I said to him, well, if I actually go ahead and write this book, would you write an introduction for it? and he said, yes, if you have it in my inbox by March 1st, I'll give you an introduction, but if it's March 2nd or any day later than that, I won't. And I thought, oh, wow, a deadline. Like, he's giving me a deadline. It's like, okay. You know, so I was incredibly motivated. And somebody actually asked at this retreat, somebody stood up and said, like, what is this? You know, you speak all over the world and you suggest that people write books all the time. It's like you're telling everyone in the world they should write a book. You know, is that what, you know? And his answer was, I honestly believe that books of this nature should be in as many people's hands as possible. It's like you can't have enough of them. And so essentially, well, you know, the rest of it, you know, I mean, I wrote it. I got it in by the deadline. Of course, there was some back and forth that went on after that for a few months. But eventually, you know, I edited it and got the introduction. And you know, the book.
So the book's been out since September, right? September
2012? Yes, since the end of September or the third week in September. Mm-hmm. And I have heard from many people that have read the book telling me that it's, you know, really helped them a lot. What I wanted to say is that, you know, Neil's books have been out for a very long time, and millions of people have read them, and it's the same thing with Eckhart Tolle. And, you know, I mean, my purpose for writing this book was not in any way to come close to what my teachers have, you know, achieved in terms of helping people. But it did occur to me, you know, that I know lots of people that have read lots of these books, and that we all seem to read these books, we have this aha epiphany, we have this moment, or, you know, during the time that we're reading the book, we're incredibly moved. And then the book goes back on the shelf, and we go back into our everyday world with, you know, our perceived problems and the 11 o'clock news at night and the newspaper and the, you know, and what you hear and what you see and, you know, the usual conditioning. And then it slips away. You know, what we learned, it slips away. We don't necessarily use the tools that the books offer. And so when I had my experience, it was so profound that I mean, you know, losing a child, I mean, and I mean, if I could come through that and feel the way I did, and, you know, understand what I understood, the way I understood it, that it was such a powerful thing that could help so many people. And the way I did it was really by using the tools. It's like during that course, if Neil said to read a book, you know, and he recommends books, not only his own, you know, but if he said to read a book, I got the book and I read it and I worked through the exercises and activities. And if there was something I didn't understand, I called and I asked questions and I really, you know, worked it. I didn't just, you know, sit and read and let it sink in and then slip out. And so what I realized is that you know, these books are incredibly powerful tools. And if you use them as tools, what you can achieve and realize and change and the way you can impact, you know, not only yourself, but everyone whose life you touch, which is really what the purpose of your life is, you know, to touch how you affect everyone whose life you touch. It's not about you. And so, you know, when I realized this, I thought, wow, you know, I'm just an ordinary person. That's the whole point. It's like, I'm not a spiritual master. I'm not a psychologist. You know, I'm not a priest. I'm not, you know, I'm just an ordinary person. So if I could have this type of experience, it should be helpful to many, many other people.
Yes, yes. And I think that's something for our callers to recognize, too. You were talking earlier about meditation and, you know, sort of connecting to our source and our God self or whatever we want to call that. I think it's really important for people to realize that we're all divine, that there is no separation here. So the messages and the experiences and the wisdom that you've gained, any one of us can gain. When you talked about meditation, I really like that, because you were talking about getting to the place of stillness or quiet where we can hear the voice within. I had a friend over yesterday who was talking about she's taken up sewing, and she said, I don't know why, but I can be on a stress level of 8.5, go into this sewing set training I'm in, class, and she said, I'm just absolutely peaceful. It's like meditation. And I think it's good for us to be open to connecting to that source, to knowing that these experiences can happen to any one of us, that the wisdom is there for all of us, and that it can come in any form. You mentioned about your poetry, a complete poem coming. I do that with my writing. My fingers just fly, and I can write an article or what have you. And I know I'm tapping into that space. So I just wanted to mention that, because you're right, Michelle. It's everyone. There's no, whether we're a somebody or what somebody would call a nobody, we all have access to that, and it's very, very beautiful. We're coming up to a commercial in just a minute or so. So for all our guests today, you're listening to Maggie Holbick and Michelle Harvey, my guest, on Blog Talk Radio /DGM Radio. If you'd like to call in with any questions, we'll take callers towards the end of the show. Our call-in number is 1-347-237-5339, and we're going to a commercial, and we'll be back with Michelle Harvey in just a little bit.
Hey, I'm down here at your feet.
Wait, you're a basketball.
Yes, the basketball. The kids left me here a long time ago. Man, I miss flying through the air and hearing those shouts of joy. Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay.
Great, let's get bouncing.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbick and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You're listening to Maggie Holbert in Crystal Clear Coaching on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back after our break. I hope that you're enjoying our show. I know that I certainly am. I believe Michelle's message is so beautiful and such a gift to the world, and I'm so glad she's sharing it with us here today. Michelle Harvey is the author of the book From Confusion to Clarity. She's also an author, a published poet, and a journalist, and she's just a beautiful soul and a beautiful lady. So, Michelle, are you back with us?
Here I am. Thank you. Thank you so
great.
Much.
So before we move on, is there anything you'd like to share to feel complete from our first segment? I know we discussed a lot of great information, and I know if you're like me, things come to mind after that you feel a need to share. So is there anything you'd like to share before we move on?
I would just like to say that life is really an incredible journey. It's an incredible miracle. It's a beautiful journey. And that meditation in whatever form suits you, and you can add that to whatever religious practice you have or anything like that, because it doesn't
detract from that in any way, but meditation in whatever way enables you to really get in touch with that stillness that's inside of you. And it could be through sewing or sweeping leaves or whatever it is, but it's extremely valuable. It's extremely important and something to do regularly, because essentially there are so many things that we have been taught to believe that really do not serve us or our world at all. And so essentially, to be able to get in touch with that wisdom and that wholeness that's already within you, and to be able to choose how you show up and respond to things, to actually choose rather than coming from something that has influenced you from the outside that is negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely important. It's extremely important not only for each individual but for the world at large. It's definitely worth considering that any kind of spiritual practice that we engage in is not only for ourselves. It's for all of humanity, because we are all one. We are all connected. There's only one Earth that we're all dependent on for our peace and our resources and everything else that supports life.
That's right. And, I love that saying. It was a little thing on Facebook, but it said, because we all get so busy and we know we should go, whether it's for a walk or to the gym or meditate or write or whatever that is that we want to fit into our daily space. There was a real cute one, and it said, if you don't have 20 minutes to meditate, you need an hour.
Yes.
I love that one.
I love it too.
It's like so true. And you're right. We have one Earth. We're all one. And so don't be selfish. Be give of self and let our light shine. Let our divinity out. Take the time to connect to that part of who we are, because it's helping more than just us. Now, Michelle, tell us what there's a lot of books out there. You mentioned a lot of these great authors that I love as well. Byron Katie. There's Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle. So there's so many of these personal growth books, and I believe you me, I have a library with thousands of them in there, and those that know me know that that's for real. But tell us what sets this book apart from other books that have to do with personal growth. Is there something that you could say sort of sets it apart?
I suppose, first of all, the fact that I am just an ordinary person that has been able to change poison into medicine in my life in a very striking way. I suppose that could be said. I guess it was the same thing with everyone who started out in contemporary spirituality too. So I suppose
I know you have activities in the book, right? And I really like that concept, because you're right, we can read all these books, put them back on the shelf, but if we don't get some principles or some techniques that we can actually implement to make them tangible. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think that makes it unique in itself.
Yes. Well, the book is Vital Personal Growth in 30 Days or Less, From Confusion to Clarity, Vital Personal Growth in 30 Days or Less. So I have 30 activities that basically will help to reveal your clarity of purpose and keep you on the trajectory toward becoming a larger version of yourself. So, and to break down the separatist thinking that we've been taught. And these are very, very simple. I mean, they don't require that you go out and spend money these are very, very simple activities that really anyone can follow, and they are tried and true. Definitely, an important part of the book, but, obviously it's at the end because it's important to read the rest of the book before, so that you have some sort of frame of reference for following the activities.
Would you say they're good for? I know a lot of people do little groups for, you know, the Course in Miracles. Or would you say that the activities could be group oriented, like sort of a book club, and then utilizing the activities within the group?
Yes, definitely. The book, the activities definitely lend themselves to discussion groups, without a doubt. It's not that a discussion group would be required in order to do these activities.
Right.
You can certainly do them on your own, but I think that sharing what comes out of it, and the fact that the activities also can be followed in any order. So there are 30 of them, but you don't have to necessarily follow them 1 through 30. You can basically jump around, and the effect is still the same. So it's very flexible, but to be able to share comes out of that for you with a group, definitely lends itself to that. And I had thought about actually developing some sort of teleconference, but I held off on it for the time being. So I think the book really needs to be, you know, read by more people, and that, you know, I'll know when the time is right for that.
Right. And what do you have, what are your upcoming projects? Do you have anything upcoming? What are you working on?
Yes, I am actually working on a full-length collection of poetry and an audio version of From Confusion to Clarity, an audio book.
And will you be doing the book, the audio book yourself?
Will it be your voice? Yes, I'll be doing the audiobook myself. However, Neil is not available to do the introduction, but the introduction has already been done by a professional actor, and I'm pretty excited about it because it sounds absolutely great. I've never done an audiobook before.
So you've never done an audiobook before?
And so I'm learning the ropes with that, and it's challenging. The poetry book will probably be available before the audio version of this book.
I'm really excited that you're going to have your voice, because there's just something very soothing and deep and wise, and I just resonate with your voice so much. So I'm glad that you're doing the audiobook. So many people love to listen rather than to read, and you know, with the age of technology, it makes it much more accessible for folks. Speaking of your poetry, I think you brought some to share with us today. Would you like to share some poetry?
I would love to. And before I do, can I mention something about my upcoming collection, the book,
yes.
The poetry book,
yes,
that's coming out?
Please do.
Interestingly enough, you know, when I had this experience in 2011, I made this decision to only write inspirational poetry. However, I have to say, you know, I have quite a volume of poetry that has been put together over the years, of finished pieces, you know, and obviously before 2011, these were not necessarily positive, feel-good, or inspirational, deep, spiritual-type poetry. But the book, this new collection, I've decided to combine the old with the new and to have all of it in there. Basically, because I am a poet at heart, and I think that it's fine to show all of the different aspects of the human condition, I actually think it's important to have the full viewpoint of, you know, the different ways that we go in and out of seeing life, and or maybe even like the old, the before and the after, you know, the dark and the light, that the inspirational work will probably be more valuable when it's contrasted against the darker side. So I'm putting it all together in this new book. I just wanted to mention that.
And we are all things and everything. So yes, there's all aspects to everything. So that's wonderful.
The pieces that I have to read now, these are all pieces from Poetry for Living an Inspired Life, which is all inspirational poetry. Poetry for Living an Inspired Life on Facebook is my poetry fan page. So if you want to actually read some of this inspirational poetry on Facebook, you can go to Poetry for Living an Inspired Life. And I am gradually starting to pull these poems from that page as I'm putting them in the book, but I'm also keeping some on the page and then adding new ones as they come through. So that page will still be kept active.
Okay.
And also, if you don't mind my mentioning, since we're on the subject, also on Facebook, there is a page that has lots of quotes from Confusion to Clarity from the book itself. And it's called From Confusion to Clarity on Facebook.
Perfect.
Okay. Anyway, yes, so I do have a few poems to read.
Okay.
Okay. First one is, Listen to the Silence. You are the color of the wind that sails beyond your every breath. Listen to the silence. You are the solo in the stillness of a tree weeping in low frets. There is no reader whose eyes you have not met, no speech you've never said. Every light or dreaded deed is also you, who crosses any sea or fails to turn a cheek. Did you surrender nothing and still remain alone? It was not random fortune. You are the color of the wind that sails beyond your every breath, a timeless life through which God's work unfolds. Beyond definition, as free from confinement as perfumed earth, the silk and spice that fills the world.
Wow, that was beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
And that sort of encompasses what we just talked about, having the all, you know. That was awesome.
Okay. And I have two more also, and these actually don't have titles, so I'll just jump right in. Why not choose a new hue? Paint your canvas authentic and clear, and surrender yesterday's blues. Mix the brilliance of your truth, fellow traveler through the passage of time. Don't say you can't move on. There's forever a chance to create what's been otherwise.
Nice.
And one more. Though the road seems dark, the sky can still be seen. There is music on the breeze in the mantra of the crickets. When I raise my eyes and lift my sights beyond surrounding fields, the evening light surrenders cosmic vision boards revealed. It seems I have no wishes, having seen as many choices lie ahead for you and me as splendid stars suspended.
Wow. Very, very nice. I love them all.
Thank you.
Wow, and I love when you read them. I want you to know that there's something magical about your voice behind your words. And I think it's really important for you to know. I've had this message to share that with you. So we're coming to a close, and I'm going to have Michelle, if you want to take a minute to think if there's anything you want to leave our callers with as a last thought. But for all our guests on the show, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio, which stands for Greater Good Ministries. There's lots of wonderful variety of shows that you can listen to and download at your leisure and listen to them when it's convenient for you. If you happen to miss a show or you're working and you can't make it, we'd love you to experience any of those shows. You can find out more about your host, Maggie Holbik, at maggieholbik.com. That's MaggieHolbik.com. And you're welcome to hook up with me on Facebook. I love to have new friends on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/Holbik, H-O-L-B-I-K. And next week I'm going to have Pat Kamer on the call. She's an amazing lady. I can't wait to meet her. She's in her late 70s and is also an author and teaches the same message that we're all talking about, Michelle and I both here today. You know, love is all there is, and living authentically and fearlessly, and all of those good things. So make sure you tune in then, and I'm going to turn it back to Michelle to see if there's anything that she'd like to share as a final wrap-up.
I would just like to say that all of us are amazing. We are amazing beyond measure. And that everybody hits a wall at times. We all face situations in life where we feel opposed, where we feel, just problems and things like that. And the question is, you know, not whether or not we get stuck. It's a question of how long we stay that way. And honestly, my book and the very simple user-friendly activities are designed specifically to break you out of the pattern of being stuck very, very quickly, to open you. And I hope that you'll take advantage of that. And if not, please, you know, read Neil's books and you know, some of the other people and find who really does resonate with you. Because the difference between the contemporary spirituality and a lot of other things that we've been taught is that, you know, all of our religious beliefs and traditions, I mean, they all have beautiful values and things like that. And I believe in holding on to your cultural heritage, if that suits you. However, anything that teaches us that we are separate from one another, this is where all of these problems come in. This is where the fear comes in. If you feel that, you're down here and there's a superpower up there and, you know, never the twain shall meet because you'd never be good enough, you'd never deserve, you know, all of these kinds of things. This is why, you know, we have so many problems in the world that people feel powerless to overcome. But if but it's fine to know that maybe you practice something that's different from someone else, but different is not the same as separate, you know? So, yeah. So the point is that if you can connect with your, through connecting, because you can do it, through connecting with your own divinity, and then, you know, using the beautiful parts of whatever cultural heritage you have and bringing that all together as a way to, you know, help make the world a better place and to actually serve in whatever way. You know, there's a reason why we all have our particular gifts and the things that we love to do. You know, those gifts are things that we're meant to basically serve, that we're meant to use in order to serve other people. You know, that's why we have them. And So the point is, this is what brings you from confusion to clarity, is that when you realize that we are all one and the separation goes away, then, you know, when you have this experience where you actually physically feel the presence of divinity within you, it's huge because you realize that you're never alone. I mean, it's huge.
Yes, it is. Very nice, Michelle. Thank you so much. We're coming to a wrap, and I couldn't agree more. We are all one. I'd like to leave everyone with the thought today to be reminded to live authentically. Just all you have to do is show up, be who you are. That's what Michelle is saying there, is tap into that higher expansion of who you are. Love is all there is. We're all one. There's no separation. We're just all of us here connected to the same oneness and sharing the same earthly space, and to live fearlessly. Do whatever you can to learn to get to that place of love rather than fear, and so that things can go smoother. I'm looking forward to next week and all our upcoming shows, and thank you so much for listening in today, and everybody have an amazing week and a beautiful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.